He came in from light speed about 10 minutes ago, Abe said tightly, tapping the mark on the sensor display. Captain Pellion signaled 2 minutes later, asking for you personally. Card rubbed a finger gently across his lower lip. Any signs of landing craft or fighters? He asked. Not yet. Abe shook his head. But from his insertion angle, I guess he'll be dropping some soon. Downpoint, probably somewhere in this part of the forest. Card nodded thoughtfully. Such propitious timing for someone. Where did we wind up putting the Millennium Falcon? It's over on Pad 8, Abe said. Back in under the edge of the forest, then. That was good. The high metal content of Murker's trees would help shield it from the Chimera's sensors. Take two men and go throw a camo net over it, he told the other. There's no point in taking chances, and do it quietly. We don't want to alarm our guests. Right. Aves pulled off his headset and headed out of the room at a brisk trot. Card looked at Mara. Interesting timing, this visit. She met his gaze without flinching. If that's a subtle way of asking whether or not I called them, don't bother. I didn't. He cocked his head. Really? I'm a little surprised. So am I, she countered. I should have thought of it days ago. She nodded toward the headset. You going to talk to him or not? I don't suppose I have much choice. Mentally bracing himself, Card sat down in the seat Aves had just vacated and touched a switch. Captain Pellion, this is Talent Card, he said. My apologies for the delay. What can I do for you? The distant image of the Chimera disappeared, but it wasn't Pellion's face that replaced it. This face was a nightmare image, long and lean, with pale blue skin and eyes that glittered like two bits of red-hot metal.
Good afternoon, Captain Card,
the other said, his voice clear and smooth and very civilized.
I'm Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Good afternoon, Admiral.
Card nodded in greeting, taking it in stride.
This is an unexpected honor. May I ask the purpose of your call?
Part of it I'm sure you've already guessed,
Thrawn told him.
We find ourselves in need of more Islamari, and would like your permission to harvest some more of them.
Certainly, Card said,
a funny feeling starting to tug at the back of his mind. There was something strange about Thrawn's posture, and the Imperials hardly needed his permission to come pull Islamari off their trees.
If I may say so, you seem to be running through them rather quickly. Are you having trouble keeping them alive?
Thrawn raised an eyebrow in polite surprise.
None of them has died, Captain. We simply need more of them.
Ah, Card said. I see.
I doubt that, but no matter. It occurred to me, Captain, that as long as we're coming here, it might be a good time for us to have a little talk.
What sort of talk?
I'm sure we can find some topics of mutual interest,
Thrawn said.
For example, I'm in the market for new warships.